Picture this. You're walking down a street in a city you've never visited before. The sun setting, casting long shadows across the pavement. A dog barks in the distance, and the smell of fresh bread wafts from a nearby bakery. Suddenly, you're hit with an overwhelming sense of familiarity. You've been here before. You've lived this exact moment. But how? You've never even set foot in this city until today. Is your brain playing tricks on you, or is something far stranger at play? This, my friend, is the mystery of déjà vu. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living this magic on repeat. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're tackling a phenomenon that's as common as it is perplexing, déjà vu. You know, that weird feeling when you're absolutely certain you've experienced a moment before, even though you know it's impossible? Yep, that's the one. So buckle up, because we're about to take a wild ride through time, space, and maybe even alternate realities as we explore the oh-so-strange aspects of déjà vu. All right, let's start with the basics. What exactly is déjà vu? Well, the term literally means already seen. It's that freaky feeling that you're reliving a moment you've experienced before, even though you know it's impossible. And let me tell you, it is way more common than you might think. Studies show that about 2/3 of people experience déjà vu at some point in their lives. It's like we're all part of some cosmic glitch in the matrix, right? Now, here's a fun fact for you. Déjà vu is more common in younger people and tends to decrease as we get older. Maybe by the time we're older, we've seen it all before. We are very been there, done that. You know what I mean? Now, I know you might be thinking, there has got to be a scientific explanation for this. And while you're kind of right, there are definitely tons of theories floating around out there in the scientific community. Some research think it's just a hiccup in our memory system where our brain mistakenly flags a new experience as a repeat. Other scientists suggest it might be related to how our brains process familiar and unfamiliar information. But here's the thing. When you're in the middle of a déjà vu experience, it doesn't feel as simple as a brain fart, does it? It feels profound, almost mystical. Let's talk about one of the wildest explanations for déjà vu, and that's time slips. Now, I'm not talking about tripping over your shoelaces and falling into like next week. I'm talking about the idea that our consciousness might not be as firmly anchored in the present as we think it is. Imagine if your mind could peek into the future. You catch a glimpse of a moment that hasn't happened yet, and then when you actually experience that moment in real time, you recognize it. Boom, déjà vu. Now, you might be thinking that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, and you're not entirely wrong. But here's the kicker. There are countless reports of people experiencing what they believe to be full-blown time slips. We're talking people who claim they have stepped into another time period entirely. Take the case of the two English women who visited the Palace of Versailles in 1901. The two women, Charlotte Anne Moberly and Eleanor Jourdain, were visiting the Palace of Versailles as tourists. Moberly was a principal of St. Hugh's College in Oxford, and Jourdain was her assistant. They were exploring the grounds of the palace, where they claimed to have had a bizarre experience. As they were walking through the gardens, they began to feel a sense of oppression and dreariness. They noticed that everything seemed unnaturally still and silent. They came across a cottage where they saw a woman and a girl in old-fashioned dress who seemed to be shaking a white cloth out of a window. Continuing their walk, they encountered several men who they described as having disagreeable and evil expressions, wearing long grayish-green coats and small three-cornered hats. The women felt these men were guards of some sort, but their appearance was odd and outdated. They then claimed to have come across a man sitting near a garden kiosk wearing a cloak and a large shady hat. He had smallpox markings on his face and appeared to be sketching. He looked up and spoke to them in French, giving them directions. As they walked on, they saw a lady sitting on the grass who suddenly stood up, holding a large sheet of paper at arm's length. They described her as wearing an old-fashioned dress with a pale green scarf and a white hat. The women felt increasingly uneasy and out of place. They made their way back to the main part of the palace, where everything suddenly seemed to return to normal. The stillness was gone and there were other tourists around. Later, when discussing their experience, Moberly and Jourdain came to believe that they had somehow slipped back in time to the 1780s. They speculated that the lady they saw might have been Marie Antoinette and that they had witnessed a scene from shortly before the French Revolution. The women didn't immediately share their experience publicly. It wasn't until 1911 that they published their account in a book titled An Adventure, using pseudonyms. Their story caused quite a stir and has been the subject of much debate ever since. Skeptics have suggested various explanations for their experience, including misinterpretation of normal events, an accidental wandering into a historical reenactment, or even deliberate fabrication. However, the women maintained the truth of their account until their deaths. This story has become one of the most famous alleged cases of time slips and continues to fascinate people interested in paranormal phenomena. Spooky, right? How about the famous Bold Street time slips in Liverpool, England? From about the 1990s to early 2000s, several people have reported suddenly finding themselves in 1950s or 1960s Liverpool while walking down this street, Bold Street. People have witnessed seeing old-fashioned cars, outdated shop fronts, people in period clothing, prices in shop windows displaying pre-decimal currency, old road surfaces or tram lines in the street itself, and more. Some of the notable cases are of a woman reportedly entering a modern bookstore only to find herself in an old-fashioned store selling women's apparel. A man claimed he saw a 1950s-style bus and people in outdated clothing, which disappeared as soon as he turned around. Several accounts mention seeing Cripps department store, which had closed down years earlier. There are a lot of theories floating around out there, like mass hallucinations or false memories. And hey, one or more of those theories could be true. But here's where it gets really interesting. Some researchers in quantum physics have proposed models of time that actually allow for this kind of temporal fluidity. Ever heard of the block universe theory? This theory suggests that past, present, and future all exist simultaneously. And if that's the case, who's to say our consciousness can't occasionally peek into a different part of the block? In essence, the block universe theory suggests that time doesn't flow like a river, but instead exists all at once. Imagine like a giant cosmic loaf of bread where every slice represents a moment in time. Very, very mind-bending. All right, so what if déjà vu isn't about slipping through time, but slipping between realities? Now, I know, parallel universes sound like something straight out of a comic book. It's giving Marvel, right? But here's the thing. Some interpretations of quantum mechanics actually suggest that parallel universes might be real. I am so not kidding. It's called the many worlds interpretation, and it proposes that every possible alternate history and future is real, existing in its own universe. So how does this tie into déjà vu? Well, what if that familiar feeling isn't because you've experienced something before in this reality, but because you've experienced it in a parallel reality? Maybe, just maybe, in those moments of déjà vu, the walls between universes gets a little thin, allowing memories or experiences from other versions of you to bleed through. Imagine there's a version of you in a parallel universe who made slightly different choices, leading to a slightly different life. Most of the time, your experiences would be different, but on occasion, your paths, they might just cross. You might find yourself in the same place, at the same time, experiencing the same thing as your parallel self, and bam, déjà vu hits you like a ton of bricks. Some researchers have even suggested that déjà vu could be a sort of collision between parallel universes. Dr. Michio Kaku, a theoretical physicist, has proposed that déjà vu could be caused by your brain accessing memories from a parallel universe where you actually did experience the current situation before. I know it sounds far-fetched. This theory is about as speculative as it gets. There is no scientific evidence to back it up, but you've got to admit, it is super fascinating, right? Now let's journey not just across time or between universes, but across lifetimes. Now, the idea of reincarnation, that our souls or consciousness can be reborn into different bodies across different times, is a fundamental belief in a lot of Eastern religions. It's also gained a lot of traction in the West through New Age spirituality. But what does that have to do with déjà vu? Well, some people believe that déjà vu might be memories bleeding through from past lives. The theory goes like this. When you experience déjà vu, you're not remembering something from earlier in this life, but from a previous incarnation. Mind blown, right? This could explain why déjà vu often feels so vivid and yet so elusive. The memory isn't from this lifetime, so it doesn't fit neatly into your current set of experiences. It's like trying to remember a dream. You know you've experienced it, but the details slip away when you try to grasp them. Now, I know you might be thinking that there's no scientific evidence for past lives, and you're right, at least by the standards of conventional science. But there have been some pretty wild cases that have made even hardcore skeptics do a double take. Take the case of James Leininger, a young boy who, from the age of 2, had vivid nightmares about dying in a plane crash. He knew details about World War II aircraft that a toddler just shouldn't know, and he claimed to remember being a pilot named James Houston who died in the Battle of Iwo Jima. His parents, who were initially skeptical, ended up convinced that their son was remembering a past life after extensive research seemed to confirm so many of the details. Or how about the work of Dr. Ian Stevenson? Dr. Stevenson spent over 40 years studying children who claimed to remember past lives. He documented over 3,000 cases, many of which included verifiable details that the children shouldn't have known. That is far out. So these cases don't prove the existence of past lives, but they do raise some intriguing questions. And if past lives do exist, could déjà vu be a window into them? Could those memories of inexplicable familiarity be glimpses of experiences from other lifetimes? Who the heck knows? So it's time to talk about another mind-bending explanation for déjà vu, and that is precognition. Now, the idea of precognition has been around for ages. From ancient oracles to modern-day psychics, the concept of foreseeing the future has always been fascinating. But what if we were all in touch with our ability? What if déjà vu is actually a form of precognition? Here's how this theory works. Sometimes our minds might catch a glimpse of a future event. This could happen in a dream, during meditation, or even just in a moment when we're zoning out. We don't consciously register this glimpse, but our subconscious stores it away for safekeeping. Then, when we actually experience the event in real time, our brain recognizes it, and boom, déjà vu strikes. So it might sound a little out there, but here's an interesting thing. There's actually some research that suggests our brains might be capable of perceiving future events, at least on some level. Dr. Daryl Bem, a social psychologist at Cornell University, conducted a series of experiments that seemed to show that people could be influenced by future events. In one experiment, participants were asked to guess which of two curtains on a computer screen had an image behind it. The image was randomly generated only after the participant made their guess. Surprisingly, participants were able to guess correctly more often than chance would predict, but only when the future event was erotic in nature. These experiments were pretty controversial and have been debated a lot in the scientific community, but they do raise some intriguing questions about our perception of time and our ability to sense future events. Some researchers have even suggested that what we perceive as linear time might actually be an illusion created by our consciousness. If that's the case, then maybe our minds are sometimes able to perceive events that haven't even happened yet in our linear experience of time. This could explain why déjà vu often feels so eerily predictive. You're not just recognizing a situation, you feel like you know what's going to happen next. And sometimes, you're right. So what if déjà vu isn't about time travel, parallel universes, or past lives? What if it's a glitch in the matrix? Now, when I say matrix, I'm not just talking about the movie, although let's be honest, Keanu Reeves does make everything way cooler. I am talking about the philosophical and sometimes scientific idea that our reality might be a simulation. Yes, you heard that right. We might be living in a gigantic video game. This concept, known as the simulation hypothesis, suggests that what we experience as reality might actually be an artificial simulation, perhaps created by a more advanced civilization. It sounds very science fiction, but some pretty serious scientists and philosophers have considered this idea. Even Elon Musk has talked about it. So what exactly does this have to do with déjà vu? Well, if we are in fact living in a simulation, déjà vu could be seen as a glitch in the system. It's like when a video game glitches and repeats a scene. You're experiencing a moment that's been incorrectly loaded twice in your simulated reality. In the movie The Matrix, déjà vu is described as a glitch, a sign that the machines controlling the simulation have changed something. So no one is suggesting that evil machines are controlling our reality, at least I hope not, but the idea of déjà vu as a simulation glitch is pretty intriguing. Some proponents of this theory point to the dreamlike quality of déjà vu experiences. The feeling of unreality, the sense that things aren't quite right, these could be signs that we're momentarily perceiving the artificial nature of our reality. It's like when you're playing a hyper-realistic video game and suddenly notice a graphical glitch that breaks the immersion. I know it sounds crazy, but consider this. Some physicists have suggested that it might be impossible to prove that we're not living in a simulation. And if we can't disprove it, then I guess we have to consider it as a possibility, however remote. It's like Schrodinger's reality. We're simultaneously in a simulation and not in a simulation until we can prove otherwise. But of course, like all theories we've talked about so far, there is no concrete evidence to support the idea. But it does offer yet another fascinating perspective on the déjà vu phenomenon. We have been on quite a journey today, haven't we? We've traveled through time, hopped between parallel universes, delved into past lives, found glitches in the Matrix, and more. And I think it's safe to say déjà vu will continue to be a thing, whether we can explain it or not. Except now we can ask ourselves a bunch of questions related to these theories and dive into even more rabbit holes. Like just about everything else we talk about here, there are no real answers, only more mysteries. And somehow I find that strangely comforting. Who's to say what's really happening? Are we slipping through time? Are we seeing a glitch in the Matrix? Is this a parallel universe? No one knows. That is our episode today, my friend. If you enjoyed this, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or even via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com to join our absolutely free newsletter where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to keep your mind open, your holy water handy, and your crystals charged. You never know what you might discover beyond the veil. See you next time.